It's called reverse transfer, and Sarah Goldrick Rabb of the UW-Madison's Educational Policy Studies Department says about 20% of students nationwide do it to escape the demands of a four-year institution. She adds the rate is about double for minorities and poor students.
And while on the face of it, that's not necessarily a problem, because there's a lot that two-year colleges offer students, including a pretty affordable opportunity to get higher education, the problem is that it's reducing the chances that they're going to get a bachelor's degree. And of those that end up back at a two-year institution, the chances that they will ever return to a four-year school are fairly slim.
Goldrick Rabb says about a fourth of students who reverse transfer have parents who didn't go to college, therefore may not readily relate to their problems and challenges. And many students were simply pushed into college without any specific goals.
Everybody's saying, go, go, go. Just go to college, go to any college, it'll work itself out. And students who get a very vague message like that and then they struggle, they just sort of don't know what to do, versus students who have a lot more specifics.
Goldrick Rabb says students are more likely to stick with a four-year institution if they know why they're there and what degree they want to earn. She says having a supportive classmate, professor, or relative to keep them focused can help. And while these kinds of messages are common to middle-class students, working-class students need more reinforcement. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.